哎，放下回去，这个是我最后一个三十秒，那下回 pass over a little bit to be sure. So the subject we had, my focus was just with my bits. Remember that my bit shita, that there is no kedushas there is kedushas shita. My bit shita is. My bit shita is there is kedushas shita is prepared shalach. The swara of the mabit is we are medame shmita legamri to trumas and maestras. Legamri, that's simple. Mabit is actually simple. The same way the peres that grow in the rishos of an ama are chayav in trumas and maestras as long as the Yisrael did gemar malacha. So who are then the peres that grow in a rishos of an akum do have kedusha shvias? Because a guy is not mafkia, the peiros from Kedusha. So according to the Mabit, therefore, the peiros that grow b'rishus akum, even if the Yisrael does the meruach, are not going to be chayav in trumas and maestras because those peiros are peiros shvias. This is the sheet of the Mabit. There is Kedusha shvias, the peiros shalom. The sheet of the Beis Yosef is there is no Kedusha shvias. B'peiros shalakum. Okay, now we went through four reasons, but I just want to emphasize the halachic implication of this. Because there is no kedusha shvias b'peiros shalakum, the peiros do not have to be eaten b'kedushas shvias. Right? There is no kedusha shvias b'peiros shalakum. Now, what's the pshat? The kinyan of the akum is not mafkia, I'm sorry, the other way around. The kinyan of the akum is mafkia, right, the other way. The kinyan of the akum is mafkia, the gabri kedusha shvias. Now, according to the Beis Yosef, this creates a halachic conundrum, because the kinyan of the akum is mafkia kedusha shvias, but we paskin, the kinyan of the Yakim is not mafkia, the kedusha of Trumas and Maestras. So the Beis Yosef Taka says, b'feirish, that if I buy Shemitah produce from a goy, which does not have kedusha shvias, and I did Gemar Malacha, I am mechuyev to be mafrish Trumas and Maestras. Because even though the guy's kinyan is mafkia kedusha shvias, the guy's kinyan, we still paskin like the Rambam, is not mafkia the chiyav of trumas and maestras. So according to the Beis Yosef, and the minhag Yerushalayim is to paskin like the Beis Yosef, it is entirely possible that peiros that grew during shvias might be chayav in trumas and maestras if there was gemar malacha. Now, it's extremely uncommon to ever have a case of peiros of a goy or tfuah of a goy that a Yisrael did gemar malacha. The reason it's uncommon is because typically we don't buy produce before there was gemar malacha. I mean, let's take fruit. What is the gemar malacha for fruit? The gemar malacha for fruit is nothing more than harvesting it and filling up baskets. So by the time the fruit comes to the Arab store in the basket, the Arab not only grew it, the Arab, as it were, did Gemar Malacha. So most of the time, if you go like the Beis Yosef, practically there will be no Chiyav of Trumas and Maestras, not only during Shemitah, but even otherwise. But theoretically, if you bought Peiros Nachri before Gemar Malacha, so according to the Mabit, because it has Kedushas Shavias, it is Patur Mitrumas and Maestras. According to the Beis Yosef, if it doesn't have Kedushas Shavias, because the guy's kinyan is mafkia, the guy's kinyan is not mafkia, trumas and maestras, and you're going to be chayav. And indeed, that was technically the issue. It's interesting, for whatever reason, the Beis Yosef and the Mabit, what got the Beis Yosef very angry when he threatened to put the Mabit in chayrim, was not so much that they weren't eating the peiros. I mean, okay, remember, the gabi that, the Beis Yosef is mekel. The Mabit held, you got to eat the peiros b'kedusha shvias. So the Beis Yosef was not going to get so angry about that. Okay, so you're eating the peiros b'kedusha shvias. But he was angry at the kula of the Mabit. because he held that the mabit was matir achilas teva. Because by holding that the peiros had kedusha shavuos, even if Yisrael did gemar malacha, they were putter from trumas and nitrus. The Beis Yosef said, "That's chas v'shalom. You're allowing klal Yisrael to eat tevel." And that is when the Beis Yosef actually said that if his psak is not obeyed, he's going to put the mabit in cheirim. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the exact end of the story. I don't think any cheirim was ever issued on the. Again, you have to understand that although the Beis Yosef is considered to be the site of the Harad, the Mabit was also an enormously esteemed Pesach as well. So it wasn't like you're really dealing with people who are, you know, up there in all senses. So it wouldn't have been so pashut to do that. Okay. Now, the Svara of the Mabit is, again, relatively pashut. He is Mashve Kinyan Akam for Shemitah to Kinyan Akam for Trumas and Maestris. For Trumas and Maestris, a guy's ownership is not Mavkia. For Shemitah, a guy's ownership is not Mavkia. Right? The Mabit is Mashve the Midas. By the way, one question according to the Beis Yosef, and you raised this, but let's speak it out, is if according to the Beis Yosef, Peiros Shavuos, Peiros Akum, Shad Gomran Yisrael is Chayev in Trumas and Maestris. That's the Shita Beis Yosef. So the question is, what Maestri do you give? It's not so precious. Because we know that year one and two, you give Maestri Sheni. Year three, Maestri Ani. Year four and five, Maestri Sheni. Year six, you give Maestri Ani. What is the second Meiser, right? So Truma and Meiser region will be the same every year. What is the second tithe that you give on a Shemitah year, according to the Beis Yosef? Would it be Meiser Sheni? Would it be Meiser Ani? The pattern, again, they give you an IQ test, so pattern recognition here. The pattern recognition here is not so machria. On one hand, you could say, well, Maaser Ani never has 2 years in a row, right? So you go Sheni, Sheni, Ani, Sheni, Sheni, Ani, okay? So that would indicate that the Maaser should be Sheni. On the other hand, if the Maaser is Sheni, you'll have three Maaser Shenis in a row. You'll have Shemitah, year one and year two. So your pattern is going to be messed up anyway, because if it's Maaser Ani, you have two Anis in a row, and if it's Maaser Sheni, you're going to have three Shenis in a row, and that's inconsistent with the pattern by definition. So the truth is, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, what the Maaser Sheni of Shemitah would be, and the Eitzah they give is actually what we do anyway. If you look, and if you ever had the occasion to be Mafrish, Trumas, and Maestris yourself, you will notice that we built into the Nusach, you know, we don't even know what year this is from. We basically say that if it's Maaser Sheni, I designate it as Maaser Sheni, which I'm paida on a pruta, and if it's Maaser Ani, I make it Maaser Ani. But the truth of the matter is, that Eitza of doing either one works when it's a suffix, are you mechuyev, because then you keep it, a Maaser Mechaber Levaraya. But if you're actually going to give it, right, you're going to give it, so the question is, what do you do? All right, so then the Eitzah, so again, Maaser Sheni b'zman hazeh, we can't eat anyway. So you'd have to be paida. And if it's a suffix, Maaser Sheni, suffix Maaser Ani, it's still a suffix, because on the Maaser Ani, you could say, ha-moitzi mi-chaver ol-afaraya, because maybe it's Maaser Sheni. Right, so the Maaser, you keep it. The Maaser, you keep it.
According to the Mabit, do you ever have this problem?
No, according to the Mabit, you're never going to have this problem, because since the Mabit holds that the Peiros have Kedusha Shavuos, any Peiros that have Kedusha Shavuos are putter from all Trumas and Maestris.
By definition, however, it could be Shemitah, Shemitah, Maestris.
Yeah, that's correct.
Can we call this a Raya for the Mabit? The fact that was it to us the seventh year Maestris Shemitah?
Well, I don't think it's a Raya because the halachas of Shemitah were basically said by Peiros Yisrael. So by Peiros Yisrael, there taka is no Trumas and Maaseres on Shemitah. Right? The Beis Yosef's chiddush is Peiros Akum, which is a separate idiom. Okay. Now, again, So the Mabitz Yisayid is he compares Shemitah to Trumas and Maishas exactly the same. What's the Beis Yosef's basis to be Mechalek? So you remember there were four Svaras the Beis Yosef gives. And these Svaras have big nafkaminas. Svara number one is that since Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Derabbanan, on Chiyuvim Derabbanan, a Goy's Kinyan is Mafkia. Raya from Soria. The Gemara says, even like the Mandi Amar, that if I buy Paris of a Goy in Eretz Yisrael, I'm Chayav, because the Goy's Kinyan is not Mafkia, and that's what the Rambam paskins. But if I buy Paris from a Goy that grew in Soria, I vada I am not Mechuyev, because since Soria is only a Chiyav Drabanan because of Kibush Yachid, so Lagabe Chiyuvim Drabanan, a Goy's Kinyan is Mafkia, even Trumas and Maestras. So Halt the Beis Yosef, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh Drabanan is like Soria, but Trumas and Maestras. That's Svara number one. Problem with that Svara is to be Medameh Shemitah Bizman Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael to Trumas and Maestras Basuria. There's a big problem with that comparison. Because remember that the Rambam Paskins, even Trumas U'Maisras U'Zvan Hazeh is Drabana. So how can the Rambam Paskin, the guy's Kenyan is not Mavkia, if Trumas U'Maisras Hazeh is Drabana? So you have to be, why is it different than Soria? In other words, why is Eretz Yisrael for Trumas U'Maisras different than Soria? That was the answer. Because in Eretz Yisrael, Trumas U'Maisras are originally min HaTorah. So halt the Rambam, even when it becomes the Rabbanan, because most Yidden are not living in Eretz Yisrael, we treat it as what is called Ikra min HaTorah, as opposed to Surya, which Bechlal was never min HaTorah. Now, if that's MS, then that is a refutation of the Beis Yosef Svara by Shemitah. Because instead of saying Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael is like Surya, the better comparison is Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael is like Trumos and Maisrais in Eretz Yisrael, where originally it was min HaTorah, it's Ikra min HaTorah, and now it's Drabana, and the Rambam Paskins, the Goy's Kinyan is not Mavkia, so it should be like the Mabit. I mean, you hear the problem. The Beis Yosef is Medameh, Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael to Trumos and Maisrais in Surya, when the almost identical comparison is Trumos and Maestras in Eretz Yisrael Gufa, where the Rambam still paskins the guy's Kenyan is not Mafkia the Kedusha, even though the Rambam says at the end of Perek Aleph that Trumos and Maestras are Drabban. Okay. All right. So that's, okay, how the Beis Yosef is Miyashiv is not clear, but nevertheless the Beis Yosef is Medameh to Surya.
He says four reasons himself.
Now, the second reason, he says three reasons. The second reason is not the Beis Yosef. Yeah, the Beis Yosef is three reasons. Sefer HaTrumah, he said. Yeah, Sefer HaTrumah. The Sefer HaTrumah says something, again, that's almost the same but a little different. Instead of saying that even the Mandi Amar who says the Goy's Kinyan is not Mavkia, is Maida, like Surya, he says a different thing. And this would be Miyashiv. This would be Miyashiv, the problem on the Beis Yosef. That even if we say that the Mandi Amar that says the Goy's Kinyan is not Mavkia would be Machmir by Shemitah as well, to say Kedusha Shavias, that the Goy's Kinyan is not Mavkia, but clearly the one that says Yesh Kinyan would say it's Nifka, because he says it even by Truma. So Mimela, the Sefer Truma wants to say, since there's a general machlokes how to paskin, we can paskin like the other Mandi Amar on a Drabana. In other words, instead of saying the Ein Kinyan is Maida by a Drabana, we are simply saying we can paskin like the Mandi Amar, Yesh Kinyan, on a Drabana. Actually, that still doesn't answer the kasha, because we don't paskin that way by the Trumas and Maya. The kasha would still be there. Okay. Third reason, which the Beis Yosef says, is a drasha, that the Torah says, Sheish Shanim Tizra Sodecha, Right? Don't, right? Satcha leisitra. Satcha leisitra. We darshan your sadeh. Don't be zareya. Avalata zareya. Sadeh shal nachri. The new gezeres akasev, which means it has nothing to do with the machlokes of yesh kinyan or ein kinyan. And there'll be a big nafkah. This third reason is extremely important because I'll come back to it. Actually, let me stop there just to point out the nafkamina. Let me get ahead of myself a little bit. The Hetra Mechira, why was the Hetra Mechira invented? And it was invented. It was invented basically at the end of the 19th century. The Hetra Mechira was not invented to take off Kedusha Shavias on Peiros. You know, my nafkamina, there is Kedusha Shavias, there's not Kedusha Shavias, that's not a big deal. The Hetra Mechira was invented as an emtsoi to permit Jewish farmers to cultivate their land and in that way not lose the ability to make a living. I'll talk a little later about the economic circumstances. But you understand that the Hetra Mechira presupposes that if the land belongs to a goy, a Jew is allowed to work that land. Now let's go over this. Like the Mabit, for sure that couldn't be true because the Peiros have Kedusha. But let's ask this question. So obviously the Hetra Mechira depends on the Beis Yosef. But here's the question. The Beis Yosef, remember, was not talking about, this is critical, the Beis Yosef was not talking about can a Jew work on the land of a goy. That wasn't the Shaila. Goyim weren't hiring Jews to work on their land. The Beis Yosef was talking about whether the Peiros have Kedusha, and the Beis Yosef says they don't, and therefore if I'm Gomer Malacha, I'm Chayiv and Trumas and Maishas. The question is, can you extrapolate from the Beis Yosef that if the Peiros have no Kedusha, there is no Isser of Avaida Sakarka? Because if you can't, then the Hetra Mechira disappears lagamri. Because the Hetra Mechira was, whether or not Peiros have Kedusha Shavias, you know, it may be, it's an important Shaila, but the Hetra Mechira was not invented to take off Kedusha Shavias from Peiros. Farmers could live with Kedusha Shavias. That's not a big deal. The Hetra Mechira was invented to matir avaydas karka. So, here's the thing. If you look at the first reason of the Beis Yosef, right? The first reason of the Beis Yosef is that when it comes to, in other words, the Beis Yosef is connecting Shemitah to the Machlokas, Yesh Kinyan, or Ein Kinyan. But if you look at the Sugi and Gittin, you see that Machlokas is referring to the status of Peiros. If I hold a Goy is Mavkia, that's because it says Digancha, below the Ganakam. So if you're using the first two svaras of the Beis Yosef, that Hafka'a is based on the principle that a Goy's Kinyan is Mafkia, that Sugya is referring to Hafka'a of the produce. It is not referring to Hafka'a and the Etzem Karka. So it turns out that based on the first two reasons of the Beis Yosef, the Peiros of the Nochri don't have Kedusha Shavias, but the Etzem Karka is Niskadesh with Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to be Zareya, Chayresh, or whatever. Masha'en came, the third reason is actually defining what type of land has an agricultural restriction. Sadcha Leisizra. Karmacha Leisizra. So there's a gewaltiga important nafkamina between which reason of the Beis Yosef is fundamental. If the Beis Yosef's ikar reason is that Lagabe Shavias, because it's Drabanan, the Goy's Kinyan is Mafkia, based on Soria, that is a Hafka on the Peiros. That's not a Hafka on the land. Masha'en Kain, if you're Seimech on the Drasha, the drasha is mafkia the Yisurei Shavuos even from the Etzem Karka. So now let me explain something. The Minhag Yerushalayim, even the Eid HaCharedis, the firmest of the firm, is they follow the Beis Yosef, but they reject the Heter Mechira. Now, that may be, initially, that may be very confusing. This month I held like the Ma'bid, there's Kedusha Shavuos. So for Shtetzach, I can't be Oved on land. But you might be thinking, wait a second here. If the Minhag Yerushalayim is, I can buy Arab produce. And the Minhag Yerushalayim is, if I buy Arab produce and it doesn't have Kedusha Shavuos, and if the guy did Gemar Malacha, I'm not Mechayev in Trumas and Maaseres. Which means, people don't realize this, 95% of what the Heter Mechira is based on is Mekubal by the Anshei Yerushalayim. So what is their problem with the Heter Mechira? So putting aside the political problem that anything the Rabbanut does, they're not going to like, which has more truth than you might say, the essential Yisayit is that they hold that the Iker Yisayit of the Beis Yosef, the Iker Yisayit, is that the Kinyan of the Goy is Mavkia Kedushas Peres, but it's not Mavkia the Kedushas Karka. In other words, even though the Beis Yosef mentions the drasha, but they have rayas that was not the Iker, the site of the Beis Yosef. And in Mela, they say, Havkoas Peres does not equal Havkoas Karka. And that is why they basically say, yeah, Peres Nachri don't have Kedusha Shavuos, but that's not a heter for a Jewish farmer to work. In fact, according to this, a Jewish farmer couldn't even work on pure Arab land. In other words, not only can't I work on my land that I sold to a guy, according to this you say, I can't be an employee of an Arab who owns lands in Eretz Yisrael, because the Havkos Kedusha of the Beis Yosef is only a Havkos on pay race. It is not a Havkos on the Kedusha of the land that has Yisurei Shavuos. Now, on the other hand, we have to say the other way. Like one of the Beis Yosef's reasoning, that would be good, because the Beis Yosef's drasha, Sotah Leisisra, is a direct Havkos of the Kedusha of the land, right? So that's really the fundamental issue. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Beis Yosef gives a fourth reason. And the fourth reason is mamish pakerik from the Chumrah of the Yerushalayim Paiskim, and that is, he says, even without a drasha of Satcha, he says, this is mamish asfar hafucha, this is why it's a little confusing. The fourth reason, which is the third reason of the Beis Yosef, is actually a svara hafucha from the Machmirim. But I just told you a svara in the Machmirim that the kinyan of the Akum for Shavuos is Mavkia Kedushas Peres, but it's not Mavkia Kedushas Haaretz. The fourth svara of the Beis Yosef says Pumfakir. He says that the whole machlokes in the Gemara, whether a guy's kinyan is Mavkia, is only nogeya when a yid repurchases the peiros, is he mechayev in trumas and maestras. But kol zaman, it is in the rishus of the guy. The Beis Yosef says lechulei alma, like all mandiyamu, the guy's kinyan is mafkia the kedusha from the ground. So by trumas and maestras, even if the guy is mafkia when Israel buys the peiros, he does meruach. But by Kedusha Shavuos, there's no pa'ula the Yisrael does. It all depends on growing from the ground. And the Beis Yosef says, Mamish Bekert, from this Chumrah, that the ground, while it is in the Rishus of the Yakum, Vadai does not have Kedusha Yisrael. And that's, in other words, the Beis Yosef says, the Peres are Nifka, because they come from ground that was Nifka. That's what he says. Aye, so why would they be Chayiv and Trumas and Maestras if it came from ground that was Nifka? Zakti Beis Yosef, because the Yisrael did Meruach. Shavuos has no Meruach. Everything is Taloyan. Right? So like the fourth Svara, The fourth svara is mamish that had the aside of the Hatzer Mechira. So basically, what's interesting is that of the Beis Yosef's four, he says three, but of the total of the four svaras, why Peiris Nachri don't have Kedusha Shavias, the first two would not matter Aveda Sakarka, and the last two would matter. So literally, within the Beis Yosef itself, augmented by the Sefer HaTrumah, you have a 50-50 issue whether Aveda Sakarka would be committed. But you hear that.
How much is the Beis Yosef himself of his three reasons, which two were
The truth of the matter is the Beis Yosef seems to emphasize the last reason. So the truth is that that's a big yisayt for the Hetzer Mechira, that he tainas that the machlokas of yesh kinyan or ein kinyan is only when the Yisrael is chazer v'lokeach the peiros adaz meruach, but kol zaman the ground belongs to the akum, even the man diomar that says ein kinyan would say the guy's kinyan is mafkia. Now, I should emphasize as well.
That's the which one did he add?
Sefer Truma just adds Shemitah being Drabbanan, and therefore we could be Mako and Paskin. In other words, Sefer Truma says Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan is a Machlekes in the Gemara, so on a din that is Drabbanan we could be Machria like the Mandi Amar that says Yesh Kinyan.
That would be more than
no, because once again that only argues that the Peiros don't have Kedusha. That's not a Hetzer for the Hetzer Mechira.
So it takes two out of the three cases of these themselves are for them.
No, one second. Two out of the three, that's correct. Out of the Beis Yosef's three reasons, two would support the Hetzer Mechira, and one would not. Sefer HaTrum also wouldn't support the Hetzer Mechira. Now, there's out of the four reasons, two support, two do not support. Out of the three that the Beis Yosef mentions, two support and one does not support.
Sefer HaTrum is like a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, or is it an
afterthought? No, he's a Rishon, but a little after the Beis Yosef. No. That can't be. He's after the Beis Yosef. No, he's an early Achman. He's after the Beis Yosef, but he's an early Achman.
I'm saying so.
Yeah.
The weight that would be given to two sides of the Beis Yosef, right? It's not 50-50.
That's correct. And in fact, I have to say, not only is the Beis Yosef 2-1 in favor of the Hetzer Mechira, but in fact, in terms of the weight that he assigns to his lumdus, he actually is machshiv the lumdus of reason number 4 in a very powerful way. Now, reason number 4 is analytically a very shver svar, because again, let's think out reason number 4. What does reason number 4 say? Reason number 4 is saying the following. We have a machlekes in the Gemara. Is a goy's kinyan mafkia or is a goy's kinyan not mafkia? One Mandi Amr says a goy's kinyan is mafkia, and therefore when I buy the peiros, I'm potter. Another Mandi Amr says a goy's kinyan is not mafkia, so when I buy the peiros, I'm chayiv. A machlekes. So zakti be sheisef hazay. The machloikes in Hasheleach is when I buy the peiros and I do meruach, if the guy's kinyan is mafkia, I'm pater. If the guy's kinyan is not mafkia, I'm chayv. But the machloikes is the guy's kinyan mafkia is only because I bought the peiros and I did meruach. But until I buy the peiros, everybody's maida that calls the man, the karka and the peiros are by the guy, it's mufta. Now, what's the Beis Yosef trying to say with that? Let's take it by Peirush Rish, without even going to the Hetzer Mechira. The Beis Yosef says, since everybody's Maida, that calls a man, it's by the guy, it's Mufka, that is why the Peirush Shavias of a guy don't have Kedusha. Wait a second, that's a non sequitur. Because you are telling me that once I buy it, right, there's a mandarma, there's the guy's not mafkia, so when I buy it, let it have kedusha. The answer has to be, the Beis Yosef says, no. Because if it loses kedusha, in order for it to come back, there has to be some maisa mitzad the Yisrael that's mechayev it. So by trumas and maisras, we have a maisa called meruach. By Perishavias, there is no pu'ula that Israel does other than the etzem growing on his land. So the
vegetables, Joseph, by vegetables, there's the kitose. It's also kitose. The chayim, the nikitos of you.
No, so I agree with you. So that might be so. But once again, if you bought it, all right. So maybe that would be the interesting question. Maybe like the Beis Yosef, if you bought it b'mechubar l'karka, maybe so. But l'chol apachas, once it's talush, there is no maisa that's mechayim. But here's the question: the Beis Yosef says this. That's why the Beis Yosef says that the mechayim of trumas and maisras, if I hold ein kinyan, is the maisa meruach. By shviyas, there's no mechayim. So everybody's maida, it doesn't have kedusha shviyas. No. But here's the question: how can meruach be a mechayim? I mean, if you're telling me that calls a man the land is there in the rishus of the guy, it is mufka from kedusha saaretz, then the peiros that grew in the guy's rishus are ki'ilu, their pay rice that grew in chutz la'aretz. So if I buy pay rice chutz la'aretz and I do meruach, what's mechayev it? In other words, how could the Beis Yosef say it's mufka versus goy, but meruach is mechayev? So the emes is interesting. The emes is, if you look again at Perek Aleph in the Rambam actually says the following din, Drabanan. Peiros chutz la'aretz. There's not such a din. Forget about a guy. Peiros chutz la'aretz. That are brought to Eretz Yisrael. And your Geimer Malacha, Yisrael is Geimer Malacha in Eretz Yisrael. Peiros chutz la'aretz. Are chayav in Trumas and Maisras midrabanan. So the truth of the matter is, you're accumulating Rabbanans on Rabbanans. Because remember, the Rambam holds anyway, Trumas and Maestros was Manazeh, even if it grew in Eretz Yisrael, and even if the Yid was Gemer Malacha, it's Chayav Rabbanan. We then have another Rabbanan, that Peres Chutz La'aretz, if the Meruach was in Eretz Yisrael, are also Chayav Rabbanan. So, based on that,
understanding that Mufka means the gun.
That's the Pashas. So based on that din in the Ram, although the Beis Yosef does not explicitly shtel su that din, but it could be that was Pashatim, that's the Dimian. So that's really the Dimianing. The Beis Yosef learns the following getter. That, yes, the Rambam Paskins, a goy's kinyan is not mafkia. But the Kesef Mishnah says, a goy's kinyan is not mafkia simply means that it is considered to be chutz la'aretz. But it's not mafkia, so that if a Yisrael does meruach, he will be chayev in trumas and maisris, midin peiros chutz la'aretz shenichnasu li'aretz. Therefore, legabe shviyas, where the guy's ownership will be mafkia. Now, what you get from this last svar, which the Beis Yosef seems to hold ikker, is you get two nekudas. That the din of hafka'ah is not only like the mandiyamer that says yesh kinyan. If I hold yesh kinyan, there's lagamri hafka'ah then for sure. But even if I hold ein kinyan, that just means we enable the meruach to be a mechayev. But kol zman it's by the guy, the karka is mufka, and therefore the Beis Yosef says it's not a stira. Yes, the Rambam paskins ain kinyan, and meruach is mechayev, but legabi shviyas it's mufka legamri. That's one thing that you see. The second thing you see is that this would be mafkia the kedusha from the lands, not just from the peiros, and therefore that would matter avaydas hakarka. Okay. Ah, and the third thing you see is, and this is very important too, this does not depend on whether Shemitah is Darabanan or Daoraisa. This would work even if Shemitah is Min HaTorah. As opposed, you see again, you see the Nafkamina here. The first Svara of the Beis Yosef was saying that the Heter is, Vibal Shemitah is Darabanan, we treat it like Surya. And that was Takashver. The last Svara is that no, even if Shemitah is Doraisa, Kol Zman, you don't have a Maisa HaMachayev like Meruach, the guy's kinyan is mafkiel lechulayam, and that's even if Shemitah is daraisa. So the fourth svara will have two extra kulas. It's not only mafkia kedusha shviyas from the peiros, but it would matter avodas akarka. And Svetans, not only does it do that when Shemitah is derabanan, but it even does that if Shemitah is the arise. Yeah.
I would think that that's last part you just said, that it should still be awesome for the Jew to work the land. Even if you only work the last svara, you're saying it's mafkia from the goy, like kol zman, that we're not dealing with like an iser from the Jew. In other words, you're saying that it's mafkia just also like the goy, meaning it has a den of chutzlars.
The truth is, you might be correct. You can down it, because I'll tell you the shaila. Because the fourth svara is saying that there's a machlokas yesh kinyan or ein kinyan, but that machlokas is only if it's chazar v'lokach Yisrael and he does meruach. But kol zaman, it's by the goy, it's vadai nifka. Okay, that's the Reish Yosef. Now, the question is, maybe I spoke too quickly. The question is, kol zman it's by the goy, it is nifka, and unless the Yisrael does a maisa hamachayev, it remains mufka. Ah. The question is, Taka, what is the it? Yeah, you're correct, Taka. What is the it? But the Beis Yosef saying, kol zaman, it is by the goy, it's mufka, and it remains mufka until the Yisrael does a maisa hamachayev. The question is, what is the it that is mufka? You actually are correct. There are some paiskim, even in this fourth svara, who say the it that is mufka are only the peiros. The peiros are mufka until Yisrael does a maisa hamachayev like meruach, and since by peiros shviyas there's not a maisa hamachayev of meruach, the peiros remain mufka. But legabe the land, even the Beis Yosef's last svara didn't intend to say the land is chutz la'aretz, and therefore legabe avodas hakarka it would be usur. Some do learn the Beis Yosef that way. But the Beis Yosef's Lashon, it's in the Kesef Mishnah, it's a Kesef Mishnah, actually, it's not a Beis Yosef. The Kesef Mishnah's Lashon seems to be that the Siba of the Hafkah is that the land itself has the status of Chutz La'aretz Pershus Akum, and that Lumbus would matter
Rabbi Yisrael. According to that, if the land is Chutz La'aretz, that's only called Zman, the Jews aren't doing a Mechayev. Digging, that is a
that's not a mechayev, because a Jew can work on chutz la'aretz.
It remains chutz la'aretz, but it won't in this case, because it's only
going to,
as long as it's...
What? No, one second. If a Jew acquires it, maybe then it becomes Eretz Yisrael again. But he works on a guy's land, he's kind of a chazaka. In other words, if you're telling me land owned by a guy, it's owned by a guy, is mufka from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, then a Jew working on it is the same thing as a Jew working on a field in Arizona or whatever, Pennsylvania. So, you know, it wouldn't be, I mean, the working itself is not a maisa mechayev. Now, I do have one order on the meruach thing. In other words, looking at meruach as a maisa mechayev, and you could still sue the din of peiros chutz la'aretz if it's merch in Yisrael, I think there's still a problem there. Because if you remember, the Rambam, and this may be a kasha on the Kesef Mishnah, I think it's a strong kasha on the Kesef Mishnah svara. What do we paskin? We paskin that peiros akum shemerchan Yisrael is chayiv in trumas and maestres, because a goy does not have a kinyan to be mafkia, and there's only a patur if a goy did the gemar malacha. Now, do you remember we learned a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid? What do we mean that the Yisrael did meruach? Do we mean the Yisrael bought it and then did meruach? What if a Yisrael did meruach as an employee or a shaliach of the goy? So there's a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid Taka says that if the goy owned it at the time when the Yisrael did meruach, it's pater, because it was owned by the goy at the time of meruach. And the din that if a yid does meruach, it's chayiv, means he bought it and then did meruach. But the Rambam doesn't learn that way. The Rambam actually learns that even if the guy owned it all the way through, and the Yisrael did Meruach, and then either he bought it afterwards or another Yid bought it, the Rambam holds it's going to be Chayiv and Trumas and Maitris, because it was Mircha and Yisrael. Now the problem here is this. If you're going to learn that the Kesef Mishnah says the ownership of a guy, Kol Zman the guy owns it, is Chutz La'aretz, then how could the Meruach of a Yisrael, if Yisrael did Meruach while it still belonged to a guy, that's a Meruach that took place in Chutz La'aretz. See, Bishlam, like the Ravid, such a svar can work, because you can say, as long as the guy owned it, it's Chutz La'aretz. When I get those payrus, and now they're in Eretz Yisrael, and I do Meruach, it's Chayav Drabanan, so when I buy it from the guy, that's like bringing the payrus from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. But like the Rambam, if I'm doing the Meruach while it still belongs to the guy, that's like doing Meruach in Chutz La'aretz. So the Kesef Mishnah has learned us that even though the guy is Mavkia, now maybe if you learn it's only Afghan the payrus, maybe that would work, but if you learn, like the proponents of the Heter Mechira, that the Beis Yosef is actually saying that the guy is Mavkia Kedusha Sa'aretz, but Meruach is a Maisa Mechayim. Chayra, that does not work when the Yisrael does the Meruach while it still belongs to the guy. That can only work if the Yisrael does the Meruach after. So the Chayra, that I think might be a taina on the Heter Mechira Hesber of the Beis Yosef. Because that might be a good argument why the Beis Yosef shouldn't be understood that it's Mavkia the Karka the Gamra. Okay, so it's Mesubach. The Beis Yosef, the truth of the matter is there are kashas on it, depending on how you understand it. Now, I haven't addressed at all Lo Sechanim and the Isra of selling. That'll be a whole separate Mitzvah. I'm just addressing, assuming the sale to the guy is a valid sale, what impact would it have on the ability to work the ground? Does it matter a yid? Because remember, without that, the Hedra Mechira is Ivar Ubatal. To simply discuss the Hedra Mechira in terms of whether the payers have Kedusha Shabbos, that doesn't help anybody. That's Lo Maila V'Lo Mayri. The aside of the Hedra Mechira was to create a mechanism where Jewish farmers would be permitted to farm their lands, and that depends totally on how you touch up the base Yosef. Okay? So that's okay, maybe we'll stop it. Okay, so next time we'll look at Lo Sechanim, we'll look at some of the present of that, which is really a separate sugya.